97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin River is overflowing several banks throughout the city of Wisconsin Rapids, with parks flooding and many walking and biking paths along the river closed for safety reasons. Mayor Matt Zacher tells WFHR Wisconsin Rapids is in a unique position, with the dams above the city owned and operated by KWEPCO and the dams below by Domtar.
And so more water comes through the Wisconsin Rapids Dam that can go through the Centralia Dam. So right here in Wisconsin Rapids, the city of, is where we have the impact of water spreading out and going into the parks.
Zacher said the rain in the northern part of the state contributes to the amount of flooding we can expect.
Like if we get a downpour in Wisconsin Rapids, it's gone in an hour, you know, within the hour, it's already down the river. But if we're dealing with, like, you know, torrential rain pours like we had north of here, then all that water has to come into the river from different tributaries and then get through the dams and get through our community.
While the river isn't as high this spring as it has been in the past couple of decades, Zacher said it still puts properties at risk.
It's always a little bit scary just because water's powerful when it comes out this fast, you know, and I know it's hard because not only is it the water you can see, but it's the water underground that gets full. It fills up the water table. So that's when people, you know, close to the river are going to be getting water in their basements because it's coming up through the floor.
The McMillan Concert Series continues tonight with Mustard's Retreat. This witty, insightful, fun, and accomplished group will entertain with a variety of instruments and storytelling. They'll give you things to laugh about for days to come and remember for years. That's tonight in the Fine Arts Center at 7 p.m. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor's leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that, you know, you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus. Marcus. But anytime that there's things like that that are changes that people you know were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, you know, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy, dense fog out there this morning, and then after that, it's going to be a really nice day. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 52 for a low. Tomorrow, a little sun early, then cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.